Welcome to Fatima and the Family, a joint presentation of EWTN and the Fatima Family Apostolate. This apostolate was founded at the encouragement of the Pontifical Council for the Laity. And now the director and founder of the apostolate and your host for Fatima and the Family, Father Robert J. Fox.
Welcome to the Fatima Family Apostolate that was founded to assist families in education and formation and sanctification of the family. I have already shared with you the basic things one would need to organize a small group of couples coming together would be our charter and the Marian Manual. I don't believe I've ever told you the five divisions of the Fatima Family Apostolate. The very first is Marian couples. That's my favorite, the husbands and wives coming together. And then for all ages, mixed age groups, grandparents and can be any age groups together. Third, youth groups. That can be teenagers or young adults. Fourth, the children's group. And finally, these don't necessarily have meetings, but the suffering members for the conversion of one's country. Remember, the angel of Fatima told the little children, and Our Lady told them too, how much they would have to suffer. And the angel said, for the conversion of your country. So we have a suffering apostolate, and that is very important. Now, I don't want to overwhelm you with all of the resources that we have in this apostolate. I do think that if you order our magazine, the Immaculate Heart Messenger, you will gradually get informed. But for those who have been in the apostolate for years and those who are interested in coming into it, I want to tell you just a little bit of what is actually the potential. Now, on the Eternal Word Network, we have been showing the series Sharing the Faith. It was shown repeatedly in Eternal Word Network, and this is the book that goes with it, the Catholic Faith. And I want to tell you something about this series. You can still get it in videos. Sharing the Faith, 26 programs. But I know of a certain prisoner who, as a boy, was destined to be another Billy Sunday or Billy Graham, and they sent him off to a fundamentalist seminary. He lost his faith, but he found the Catholic faith in the jail. He ended up in jail, found the Catholic faith, and then he got a hold of this series, and in the last 3 or 4 years, he has brought over 100 prisoners into the Catholic Church. And when they are ready, with some little assistance of the prison Catholic chaplain, the bishop goes out and baptizes or takes the profession of faith of all of those prisoners. And he tells me there hasn't been a single recidivist among them. They've all remained true to the faith. And then we have Mary's White League. Now, this is something tremendous for the children. In Italy, it started in Italy. It's called Mary's White Army. And I was asked to start it in the United States. It goes through the doctrines of the faith in a very personal way. And then we have 32 classes for Catholic children. The 10-minute classes goes through all of the Old Testament and the New Testament, and you'll see that what our catechism teaches is actually in the Bible. 32 classes for Catholic children. I've been teaching children now, I'm going to give away my age, for over 40 years, and so I try to bring what expertise I may have into that. Now, this is a favorite. This is Story Time with Father Fox. And here we have 72 stories. And, you know, Jesus taught by using parables. And these stories, sometimes they're 3 minutes long, sometimes they're 5 minutes long. And sometimes I meet teenagers or young adults, and they say, remember when you used to tell us the stories years ago? Now, I don't have the book with me, a Catholic, a Protestant Fundamentalism and a Born-Again Catholic. Parents have been telling me that they have finally got their young adult to read it, who had failed to practice his faith, drifted away with, you know, there's so many conflicting signals being given today. And what they hear in the media, then they might go to church and hear a 5 minute sermon when they go, and how are you going to offset all that? And the media is just masterfully designed to make us suspicious of anything the Catholic Church stands for. And they're exposed to this. So when parents tell me, when they got them to read the book, Protestant Fundamentalism and the Born-Again Catholics, many of them said our children came back to the church. So we got a sequel to it. And this, you know, today you really want to have scripture. And our Catholic faith, really, it's scriptural. What Scott Hahn has been giving you certainly brings that out. Well, covenant with Jesus. Every one of us is in covenant with Jesus. This book is much more simple and much more shorter. The whole book is questions and answers. And I think this is just going to be a big asset where parents... First of all, I would suggest they read it themselves and with their children to be able to give that book to them. Oh, we hear so much today about sex education that's being forced on our young people, and it turns out to be biology without morality. Well, we put together Charity, Morality, Sex, and Young People, and even some non-Catholic ministers have praised this book. And young people, you know, who see nothing wrong with impure actions or even fornication, well, if they get this book and they read it, they're going to know what Jesus said. And if they want to get to heaven, they better live it. And when they get a little older, by the way, Cardinal Gagnon, as prefect of the Pontifical Council for the Family, wrote the preface to this book, The Gift of Sexuality, A Guide for Young People. Now, this even takes in what the Pope's teachings are on this subject. It brings out the respect for the human person. And this is a little deep. This is almost at college level. This is something that a lot of young couples going to the altar have told me how this has helped them. The St. Joseph's Promise. There's a card, in two cards, in each one of these, and where they promise they will preserve their virginity until marriage. And it tells them how they can do it. I've had young couples come to me and say, Father, we're married now for a year, we're married for 2 years, and we're still carrying our cards. And I don't want to ask them, are you going to have children? But no, they said, it just reminds us that marriage is something very beautiful, and this helped us keep pure and keep our virginity right until we walk to the altar. St. Joseph's Promise. Father Benedict Greccio has written a wonderful endorsement to it. And something very small, I usually don't deal in pamphlets, but we came out, Boys Yell Help. And we practically give these away. And that boys really know what about personal purity. And we hardly got that one out. And the girls said, well, what about us? And so then we had to come out with Girls Yell Help. I think, you know, you hear Fatima Family Apostolate. Well, that must be, you know, you get together, you talk about Our Lady, and
you say the rosary. You know?
And now, the Fatima movement, that's about what a lot of it amounts to. But, gee, the Pope's called Fatima a reaffirmation of the Gospels. And heaven looked down at our times and saw the desperate things that were happening and had the Holy Family come when the Bishop of Fatima came to the headquarters of the Fatima Family Apostolate at Mid-America's Fatima Family Shrine in Alexandria, South Dakota. He said, the church interprets this as a call to the sanctification of family life. Well, we can get our children together. We can pray the rosary. But we've also got to do a little more than that. We've got to do some teaching. Got to be education and formation. And that is what this apostolate is all about. You know, the very first time Our Lady opened her hands and they were engulfed in the light. And Lucia said, we saw ourselves in the light, and the light was God. And that's when they fall down and adore God in the Blessed Trinity. And the angel, we know, started all of this to form the children, to teach the children. And then our Blessed Lady comes and continues what the angel had started. And education, the two highest faculties of the soul, the intellect and the will. Now, it's with the intellect that we know. It's with the will that we love. Now, you can educate that intellect that a child knows all kinds of doctrine. But if there is not appealing to the will, where you desire, where you love, where there's formation, that child isn't going to get the faith. So education and formation must go together. And this is what we do in the Fatima Family Apostolate. We put both of them together. I said, I believe, in the last program, you can know all kind of things about the faith and still go to hell. So we know with the intellect, we love with the will. Our parish schools and CCD programs, they may, we know there's a lot of kind of faulty catechisms around today, they may educate the will, but the formation can come largely only from the home. The Second Vatican Council said that the parents are the first educators and formators in the faith, and scarcely anyone can substitute for the parents. And this is why I believe God moved me to found the Fatima Family Apostolate. It started out strictly with youth, and then it grew into a total family apostolate, combining education and formation and working with the parents. Mary's White League that we mentioned earlier leads the children to know the basics of the faith, and it finally leads them to three consecrations. It starts, by the way, ages 4 and 5 up to the age of 12. The first thing they're led to is consecration to the guardian angel. And then they are led to consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And finally they are led to consecration to God the Father. Now, mind you, this isn't just some pious sentiment. We go in to the real depth meaning from sacred scripture and theology on a child's level of what this is all about. Now, consecration to the guardian angel is not the same as the Opus Sanctorum Angelorum movement, the work of the holy angels. This consecration to the angels and this program of Mary's White League has been endorsed by the Pontifical Council for the Family. Cardinal Gagnel, when he was a prefect, wrote an endorsement of it. And speaking about children, we also, this apostolate also fosters a National Children's Day. It is always the second Sunday of October. and it's becoming more widely known across the United States. They've had a National Children's Day in Portugal for many years. June 10th is always the feast of the guardian angel of Portugal. And each June 10th, up to 10,000 children assemble in the Covadonga at Fatima and consecrate themselves to the Mother of God. And speaking about Mary's White League or the White Army, it started in, I believe, 1972. Years ago, one time, from all over Italy, 10,000 children, little children, descended upon the Vatican. And our Holy Father, the Pope, led them in consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So this program, Mary's White League, and we have, it's our most popular thing for children. It's been translated into Polish now. It's going into Australia, throughout the United States. I hope you really look into that. Now, the angel opens the children, first of all, to have faith in God. Three persons in one God. Then the angel leads the child to have faith in Jesus Christ, that God has become man, and Jesus died on the cross for us. And finally, the angel leads the child to have a profound realization of the divine nature of the church, the mystery of the church, the mystical body of Christ, of course, all on a child's level. And finally, to realize why Mary is their mother in the order of grace, why she is the mother of the church. All of these things come out in Mary's White League. And in consecrating, the children consecrating themselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, they immediately begin to realize this means now we are to live our baptismal vows. And then finally the child, when it's ready to consecrate itself to God the Father, if you look, you will find out that consecration to God the Father is nothing else but renewing the child's baptismal vows. And you see, in using this approach, you're not saying, well, here's what the church teaches, here's a dry, abstract doctrine, and who loves an dry, abstract doctrine? But you find out there's a person behind it. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Jesus, Mary, the angels, the saints become real, living, and you develop a personal relationship with all of these, primarily Jesus, and therefore to the Trinity. That is what is behind Mary's White League. And I think this is where our catechetics has been failing so often, not developing a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If it sounds evangelistic, like some of the evangelistical churches, well, it's coming out of the Bible. And who should have a more personal relationship to Jesus Christ than we Catholics? We have the real presence of Jesus in Holy Communion. He comes into our heart and soul, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And every time we are at Mass, we are in His presence. We are in His presence, perpetuating His sacrifice of the cross. Now, the 32 lessons is also a part of this apostolate. You see, it's more than just pious stories of how Mother of God appeared to three little shepherd children. It's much more than that. And if they go through the 32 lessons, they will know all of the highlights of both the Old Testament and the New Testament, and see that all of the basic doctrines of our faith are also contained in sacred scripture. Apologetics, we have mentioned, is so very, very important. To have a reason for a faith that is in us, a reason for the hope that is in us. You know, a lot of our Catholics don't know how to defend our faith. They come up to you and say, how come you call your priest Father? Well, look here, I show you in the Bible, call no man father. And they fall apart. Oh, my goodness, I'm going against Scripture. And, you know, this is taking Scripture out of context. And this is what the fundamentalists are doing to a lot of our Catholic people. And this is why this apostolate produced the book, Protestant Fundamentalism and the Born-Again Catholic, and now the book just coming out, Covenant with Jesus. They want to quote Scripture. We'll quote Scripture to them, and we will show them that in the 2,000-year tradition of the Catholic Church, what we teach today, what we taught the past century, and what the Church has taught for 20 centuries is what Jesus Christ taught. And so we got to get our young people and adults back to apologetics. For over 25 years, I have written of the deficiency in modern catechetics, and believe me, the liberals have shot at me. Tens of thousands of our young people have been lost to the Catholic faith because they have not been taught true Catholicism. They have not been formed in the faith as they should. Now, John Cardinal Wright, he has deceased now. He was the first bishop that we ever had in the Roman Curia. Couldn't believe it one day when he wrote me, and then he phoned me, encouraging me to keep up what I am doing in catechetics. And he said about many young Catholics today who have left the faith, it isn't a matter that they lost the faith. He said they never had it. They were never taught in it. And a lot of their parents just assumed, you know, they probably went to good Catholic schools. When I went to a Catholic school many, many years ago, like many of you who are listening to me, and many of our middle-aged and older parents today sent their children to these schools, and they assumed that they were exactly like they were when they went 20, 30, 40 years before. Well, there are a few of those kind of schools around, but for the most part, no. Look into those textbooks. And a lot of them, people don't know how to evaluate a textbook. And the young people are not being formed in the faith. They're not getting the roots, the depth. They don't know history. We even have a history book, a catechism of church history as a part of this apostolate, because a lot of our young Catholics don't know their Catholic roots. And this is in the form of a catechism, and it goes all through the history of the church from the coming of Christ up into the present pontificacy of this Holy Father. It's so important they know apologetics and that they know the history of the Catholic Church. Well, how can they believe if nobody has taught them? I've taken over 2,000 young people to the United States. I have spoken in just about every area in the United States. And I meet Catholic young people, 16 and 18 and 20 years old, well, who founded the Catholic Church? They don't know. I remember saying to one young man, well, Jesus founded our church. Well, who founded all of these Protestant churches? Well, I suppose Jesus founded them too. My gosh, you know, truth is one. They do not know the simple basics of our faith. And if they lose the Catholic faith, drift from one church to the other, it doesn't even bother their conscience because they don't realize what they're doing. Now, in the Catholic Church, we have the apostolic chain. This means a bishop, a priest, they only have the powers that Jesus gave the 12 apostles, the power of the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist. They have the sacrament of holy orders that gives a bishop the power to ordain other priests, a priest the power to forgive sins in Jesus' name, as we can read in St. John's Gospel, the power to change bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus, the power to offer the sacrifice of the Mass that perpetuates the sacrifice of the cross. You have to be an ordained priest with the indelible mark of Jesus Christ on your soul to be able to do that. That's not true of these thousands of Protestant churches. According to the 1980 Church Book of World Religions, in the whole world, there are over 18,000 different kinds of Christian denominations outside of the Catholic Church.
only the Catholic Church, well, the Orthodox, who have a valid episcopacy, in the Catholic Church we have the valid priesthood, valid bishops, who really have the power of the sacrament to bring Jesus to us and to change bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus and to perpetuate the sacrifice of the cross. This is lost if one leaves the church. God bless you.
This has been Fatima and the Family. For more information, contact the Immaculate Heart Messenger magazine at 1-800-721-MARY. And please join us again next time for Fatima and the Family here on EWTN Global Catholic Radio.